Oh, Anna, we've gone all holy.
Oh my God, isn't it a lovely sound?
It's a Sunday morning when we're recording our podcast, and we happen to be near a church.
Yeah, the bells are ringing out, aren't they?
I feel like all my sins have been cleansed already.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to ring a bell. You?
I have actually rang a bell.
I bet it's quite hard,
work.
Isn't it? Yeah, quite
it
heavy.
Is. Right, yeah. We're just back to our car. We've just been for a little walk, so let's get in the car. Well, so you can listen to the bells ring. I've got to find my keys now. Sorry, love.
It's all right,
just
getting wet.
Yeah, she's moaning about getting wet again. It's not that bad. I'll put the bum warmer on.
Oh, cool. I love
the bum warmer. Oh, right. Mind your ears, it's going to be a bit loud.
Last time you put your bum warmer on, I spilt coffee on your car, do you remember?
You did, and I got my car
clean,
valeted.
You did? Oh, God, can you hear my tummy rumbling?
Oh. So we've just been out for a bit of a walk around the block, get some steps and all that jazz.
All that jazz.
And there Claire's you go, bum warmer.
Nancy.
No, my phone is called Nancy. Because
okay.
what used to happen was I had multiple phones for work, and it was really confusing when they were all called Claire's phone.
Do you want to quantify that? Like, that sounds dead dodgy.
No, it wasn't dodgy. I was a journalist. There was no weird activities happening. I'm going to lock the door.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know it's quite
a
safe neighbourhood.
Posh area here.
So anyway, welcome to Some World Podcast. She's Anna.
And I'm Claire.
Claire? Are you? You want to be me, don't you?
Do you know the thing about Claire's, excuse me, in my life? I've got, my mum's a Claire. Like, I've got some very I've got some very significant Claires.
And do you know what?
Claires.
My mum's called Anne.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, how weird.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. But mum spells Claire the way you spell Claire as
what?
Well. Yeah.
This is so... how have we known each other for this long? And we didn't know this.
I've got some significant Claires in my life. It's very interesting. There you go. One of my lovely nurses is called Claire as well, who looks after me.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we are... We're here to share some of our journeys.
Some
of
heat. Yeah. Oh, that scared me.
I put a bum warmer on. She's easily pleased. What can I say? So we're here to do Lissa's question for November. We have some of your comments, some of our comments and questions, and just a reminder that, you know, the things that we talk about here, these are our experiences and our lessons. They're not things that are kind of officially signed off, and that ultimately your journey is going to be unique to you. So if it works for us, it doesn't always mean it'll work for you, but you'll find your way, and we just want to add some inspiration. That's
and
what we're doing.
As much as I think I'm a doctor, I'm not.
No. I'd love to have a PhD.
Oh, no, I'd love to be a medical doctor.
I think if I was to, like, I don't know,
what would you do, a PhD?
Become rich then and not have to work. I would do it in accents, actually. I've already decided what I would do it in. Yeah, the origination of accents.
Oh, love that.
Anyway, we're here to talk about food and weight loss.
And
not becoming
question.
A doctor.
Yeah, no, but I'd love to go and train and be a doctor.
Yeah.
Is it too old?
That was a sign.
That was a sign.
So, right, come on.
Listeners' questions.
God's calling. Listeners' questions. So every month we pull together a load of your comments and things. And in fact, I just need to get my phone because I've screenshotted them all.
You have. Claire is amazing. Claire has 10,846 things saved to her phone, and it's all from you guys on the Swimming Well podcast.
So the ways that you can send us messages, just a reminder, most of you get in contact with us on Instagram.
We love a bit of Insta, don't we?
Slimming World Podcast. You can also email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. So let's...
I also like a carrier pigeon.
You're what?
A carrier pigeon. I love it when people send us messages by pigeon. I'm taking the mic. She hasn't got my joke there, guys. Whoa, it just went flat. You know, like back in the old days, they used to touch a massage to a pigeon.
Yes,
it's called a carrier pigeon. I was taking the mic, like, people
say. I'm taking this seriously.
Oh, are you?
One of us has to. Okay, I'm just going to go back to, like, because we get so many different messages.
Can I just interrupt you?
No, you cannot.
That Claire was crowned Miss Slinky.
Oh.
Yeah, and we need to celebrate that. Claire, Miss Slinky, 8 a.m. group, Chilton Slimming World 2019.
Yay.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
and if you haven't
really nice.
Seen the little video, we recorded on Instagram of us jumping up in the air.
Yeah. Well, because we've already got so many pictures of us looking terrible, stood next to each other holding certificates and stuff. I was like, what can we do that's different?
Yeah, totally.
Thanks, well, Hugo, by the way, yes, for helping take it.
And you can see at the end of it, I'm running off because I've got a new member that was waiting to be weighed. But yeah, congratulations, Pat, and well deserved.
Thank you.
Right. Oh.
So, also what's happening right now, am I wearing leopard? No, I'm not wearing leopard
but
today.
You came to my house again and Daisy had leopard on again, didn't she?
I was very impressed. So you're still sending us pictures with you wearing your animal print and leopard, which I love. Helen has sent us one. Sarah has sent us one.
Have you seen these bad boys?
Anna's
shoes?
Double shepherd. That's a different animal.
I've even got a leopard print bra.
Do you know what? I've got to turn my bum warmer off.
Oh,
I've got a new coat
off.
And it's too much.
Oh, I've got a leopard print bra. What? Pink leopard.
Right. So that's our uniform. If you want to come and join our crew, you got to wear leopard. If you
oh
like.
My God, look.
She's got leopard on the glasses.
I never noticed that. Anyway, should we move on?
Hello to Holly, who dropped a message. And it's very strange how there are certain episodes that when you send us messages that you all seem to kind of
connect with.
Yes.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And the one that seems to kind of be top these days is the one that was called Embracing Loneliness.
Oh, yes.
And Holly dropped a message just saying that she wanted to thank us for our honesty and vulnerability. And she said to me that she identified really with my journey. It really reminds her of hers, and thanked me for being brave enough to talk about it, which was really nice, and said it made her feel a little less alone.
Oh,
and I think that's yeah, you know what, there's this thing that I talk about called the hero's journey, right? Where everybody can just bumble on being their thing, but when you kind of veer off and you think, no, I want something different,
yeah,
how then you kind of start to break away from all these places and these people and these habits of what who you used to be, and then you're finding your new thing, but it's all very unfamiliar territory and
terrifying.
It's quite a loneliness.
Yeah.
You could still have like a family all around you, but when you're doing things different, you feel like an outsider, and that's what's really difficult.
Yeah, and it's recognising that and knowing that that's part of the change, isn't it?
Yeah. Libby also has just found us, and she's an online member. She's been listening to the podcast, so welcome to the crew. She's feeling invigorated.
Oh, I love feeling invigorated.
That's like
after you have a good shower gel, isn't it?
Yeah. Kylie also dropped us a review. By the way, you can do that. It's on Apple Podcasts. You can rate and review us there. Kylie said that she'd been struggling to get ahead in the game for such a long time after having a son. She found a podcast. It inspired her to join Slimming World.
Oh, congratulations.
She lost in her first week and it didn't feel so hard after all. She's been binging on all of our back episodes. But she felt that she was a bit too embarrassed to join a group, so she joined online, and then she's been listening to us as a bit of image therapy.
Darling.
Hopefully, Kylie, as you build your confidence, maybe you will have
and you can make a transfer to a group. Do you know, just one thing I'd say as a consultant, sweetheart, like I had a lady who was absolutely terrified to join it had taken her so much courage, and she rang me before she came. So do you know what, really, if you're feeling a little bit scared about group, ring the consultant. They'll meet you at the door. We'll introduce you to someone lovely, so it feels like a really nice experience. That would be my biggest recommendation, because I sat in the car park of 6 groups, darling, and I was so scared to go and face it. So just absolutely knowing that someone's going to be there, and you know, the thing that I really make sure in every Slim and World group make sure is that you're going to be welcomed, you're going to get a brew, and you're going to meet someone lovely.
Cooking Myself Slim is someone that we kind of see a lot on our Instagram now. You're becoming part of our big crew. So her review was really touching. It said, been struggling to get back in plan for the last 3 months, and listening to the series has really hit the nail on the head with her situation. Loneliness. Aww. See? It actually made me cry listening to a couple of the podcasts, because that I recognise I'm eating to compensate for loneliness. So that was cool. And they were talking about our chemistry as well. Because when we put
We've got chemistry.
Yeah, when we put our jumping picture, people were like, you're nuts, don't ever change.
I think that's what we found in each other, kindred spirits. You know, if you could see her now, she's looking at me like, nah, I'm not your kindred. But we're so different, aren't we? But then quite similar. Like, Claire likes the outdoors, right? And like rain and mud and cycling. I like to have my hair blow dried, have a really good lipstick and a very expensive handbag. Like, I feel like I'm getting a little sprinkle. I'm sprinkling you. You haven't quite got me outdoorsy yet. When the sun starts shining again, we'll get outdoorsy.
Well,
yeah.
When you come to my new place and then you see how pretty that is.
Yeah. I quite looking at pretty. Okay. I don't like getting involved in pretty.
Oh, dear. So David dropped us a message. Hey, David. So he's been working his way through our back catalogue too. He's been a member for 2.5 years now. He reached target, lapsed, and he's now trying to find his way back. Oh, man, there are so many of us that understand that, David.
Yeah.
So what he was asking for was... just to clarify on when we were kind of predicting the future weight loss, 11 weeks, my weight 11 weeks ago. So I was...
Oh, yes. When I was in hospital, you did a brilliant episode, didn't you?
So it was about kind of getting a piece of paper and writing down in a table your weight loss for the last 11 weeks. Literally seeing, like, on this day, I lost 2 pounds. On this day, I stayed the same. Mm. And seeing that pattern and then writing the date for the next 11 weeks in the future and mirroring the same pattern. Mm. And you will be able to predict what your weight loss is in 11 weeks' time if you continue what you're doing. Mm.
So if you want it more, you need to change something or
so you can head back and listen to that if you're just joining us now. He also said it'd be great to a future episode from people who work behind the scenes at Slimming World. He knows we're not officially sanctioned by Slim World, but said that would be something he'd be interested in.
You never know. You never know what we could pull out the bag.
No, well, I mean, you've been to head office, obviously, haven't you?
Yeah. So. Oh, an amazing place. An amazing place. Yeah, well, we might have to ask the powers that be. You never know. Margaret!
Yeah. So the rock and roll mother sent us this picture, which really made me laugh.
I love
it. She's like going, ooh, on her face. And she's put, lost 1.5 pounds this week. I never eat before weighing. Does this affect how much you weigh on the scales?
Okay. I'm going to be so honest with you here now. Excuse me, a clear throat in my throat. I used to not eat from 7 o'clock in the morning.
Not wear.
Naked weighing and not eat. I was so terrified because I wasn't food optimising properly that I would starve myself before weigh day and I fainted in grape. So my advice to anyone is you do the same thing every week, and that is to eat. If you are weighing at 7 o'clock at night, have your 3 meals, drink your gallons of water, do the same thing. The starving to get weighed is not a true reflection of your weight loss. It's going to be an empty tummy weight loss. So if you're trying to do those things, and this is from my own personal point of view, it may be that you've kind of not food optimized that well and that's how you're trying to get a weight loss. So don't ever fear it. Do it 1 week and then do the same thing every week. So I weigh on a full tummy, on a full 3 meals. If I weigh at a night group, or, you know, if I'm weighing in a morning group, it will be after I've had breakfast. So it's absolutely fine. But eat.
See, I weigh in mornings. I just prefer doing mornings.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Because I think I understand what you mean, rock and roll mother, because I think if I did an evening weigh-in, I would struggle with... I probably would be doing the trying to trick myself. So I just take that pressure away and weigh in the morning because I can. But I always take a really nice breakfast with me.
Yeah, you always have your breakfast in group, don't you?
But
you do the same thing each week. So you may have a brew. Yeah, because I think it's that kind
of... Some people wear the same clothes,
don't
they?
Yeah, I did. 4.5 stone down, I wore the same outfit every time. I was so fearful I had to wear the same thing. But then...
I just wear as least as possible.
You do see that, the strip at the scales, isn't it?
I was in my tights yesterday.
But I think you've got to be really honest with yourself, and that I had to be at that. Do you know what? When we first wake up, we've had a wee, we're naked before we get in the shower, we're going to be lighter than any point in the day. Actually, is that fooling ourselves and just absolutely going away and having a normal day and eating your 3 meals, if that's what time you weigh, is going to be far better psychologically than going, oh, I got 4 pounds off this week, but actually I hadn't eaten since a week last Thursday.
Yeah. So another question from Stalwood. Hello, by the way, just started listening and joined us. So she was following Slimming World. I say she, actually, I don't know. All your pictures is a pair of shoes. They're pink, though.
I think it is a lady.
Okay.
Because I had a chat with...
This is the problem with Instagram.
Yeah.
We're all pretending, and then we're probably... Maybe that's not your name. Anyway, you moved to the French Alps, and it's been a bit of an up and down, and you basically want to just get back in the game, following things online. And one of the things that you're struggling with is the usual kind of spray...
Like
oil stuff, that they don't sell in the supermarket. So, asking, Can she buy a spray bottle and fill it herself?
Yeah, so if you filled the spray up, you know, you would be able to get a lot less oil than kind of like a tablespoon. Also, some people like add water to it to reduce the sins down. But a lot of online retailers may deliver to the French Alps. So you may be able to get a one-cal cooking spray delivered.
Interesting. Chloe sent us a lovely, lovely, lovely long message. And we've got to say well done to you as well, because you won Miss Slinky Award in your group.
Woohoo!
So you've lost a big chunk of weight, over 2 stone, and even like, you know, 7 stone from your heaviest weight.
Wow.
And you've talked about this thing that we've mentioned, which was most helpful for us as well, actually, about your mind catching up with your body.
Yeah.
But one of the questions that you put here is that you eat out quite a lot. And you rely on visualization to ensure that you make a good choice. But sometimes when a restaurant doesn't have the ingredients, when that the option that you planned on choosing, it can send you into a bit of a fluster. And there was one incident recently where you basically felt like you made the best choice, but it ended up being way more sins than planned. So can we give on any advice on what to do? Firstly, let go of the guilt.
Yes.
You did what you could.
Yeah.
You had a plan.
Yeah.
Most people don't even have a plan. They just turn up.
Yeah,
and
that's what I was going to say.
Like, they don't even write it down.
Cut yourself some slack. It's just frustrating, though, isn't it? When you're like, I had planned green beans, new potatoes and some salmon, and I've ended up and all they've got is pastry. Like, it's that frustration, isn't it? Let the guilt go. How can you pack a punch in your next meal? Like, how can you free food your socks off? Pack your proteins, pack your speed food in. Again, I think always in group, does anyone go to this local restaurant? Does anyone know? Have a contingency. If they haven't got this, what's my second option? Get your group to really help you out, because they'll have the local knowledge as well.
Or just make sure your next meal is already cooked and ready, and then you just know you're going to get back on it.
Yeah, totally. I always try and make sure, though, when I'm eating out, that I'm not starving. Because I will lick the plate and eat the bread basket.
So, thank you to Ella Bear, who sent us... She tagged us in this message. It's a quote. And it's weird because this quote... I've been sent this quote 3 times in the last month.
Oh, how weird.
And we've kind of been talking about how we're all on a journey.
I do like a journey.
And, you know, we're all working towards this kind of the peak of the pyramid, the top of the triangle, this ultimate target weight that we're working towards.
Where the fireworks go off
and life is amazing. And that's quite difficult. And we hear from some of you, actually, who are target, that you kind of get there and you're like, oh, is that it? And this quote I thought was just amazing. So here it is. Maybe the journey isn't so much about becoming anything. Maybe it's about unbecoming everything that isn't really you, so you can be who you were meant to be in the first place.
Oh my God, I love that.
Maybe the journey isn't so much about becoming anything. So this idea that when we become target, we're going to be this, that, and the other. And you said it to me the other week. You were like, look, you're not going to be any different person when
you're
lose these final
and
even yesterday in group you were saying, well, maintaining is training for target.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah it is, actually.
It's about living that new life.
Yeah.
And I think that's really profound, isn't it? Shedding that kind of old skin that maybe held you back just to be. I think we're all waiting for fireworks, aren't we?
Yeah.
And sometimes fireworks just don't exist.
I know. Cooking Like a Girl says, thank you for our episode on SP. Always filed it away in the too hard box, but after weeks of low losses and hearing Anna talk so positively about it, she decided to give it a go, and she lost 5.5 pounds.
Blinking amazing.
She says, I couldn't be happier. I now have another tool in my SP armoury, which is so great, and well done, Lucy, because that...
That's
nice. You know
it?
What you know that it might not be something you can do every week.
No.
But as you say, that word tool, it's knowing, okay, do you know what? And maybe the week before Christmas, the week after Christmas, I've got something else that I can pull out in my back pocket.
Exactly. And something that you can feel, you know, I've done it, I've achieved it. And another, she believes in herself now. Look at that weight loss.
Love that.
Practically Perfect. Which I just love your name, by
so
the way.
I want that name.
Weirdly says that thanks anyway for motivating between groups. P.S. Anna, I'm in the never read or watched Harry Potter club too.
Yes.
Never interested in me.
Yes, sister.
So, what else have we got? Angie. I'm not saying that right. I reckon it's Angie.
Don't ask the dyslexic.
Angie. Hey, lovelies. It's such an emotional time for me right now. It's my dad's first year death anniversary soon and my 30th. First birthday as a single and the usual feelings of I'm going to be alone forever. Anyway, how can I stop my stupid emotional eating? I just gain uncontrollably. I know everyone understands and is lovely indeed, but it needs to stop.
I replied to this lovely lady and I basically said, you can make it stop. It's in your hands. Is that what I said? I did, didn't I? It's about choice. And that emotional eating, what you've got to recognise is you're just trying to push down that feeling and actually saying no. I'm not going to do that. Actually, I'm going to go and do something different. I'm going to change my habit. I'm going to stop myself from doing this. It will make you feel a lot better. Because nothing's going to take away from the pain of the first anniversary of Dad's passing. I know, it's horrific. You know, that birthday when you're single. Turning 30, though, is an epic. We both turned 30. It's an epic time. Mm. It was a game changer for me, turning 30. I just shed all that, like, oh, get away, you're an idiot type. You know, all those people I got rid of. Embrace it and know you're in control, darling.
I really struggled turning 30.
In that, the run-up was horrible.
Well, it's like kind of a bit of I think somebody set me a challenge to write down on a piece of paper all of my achievements. And I left that piece of paper blank for about 4 weeks.
Did you?
Because I think I recognised that what I was putting as my achievement was to have, you know,
a house, a husband, a baby. Yeah.
Exactly.
To be
and
alive.
I didn't have any of that. And I was like, well, hang on, that doesn't mean I haven't got anything to show for my life.
Yeah.
And so maybe use this time as your 30th to kind of reflect, okay, where am I at? What are all these things that I've done? What is it that I want to let go of that isn't serving me anymore? What do I want my 30s to be about? Yeah. Like, and be excited about it. Use it as a time of reflection.
And I think sometimes, and this is what illness has really taught me, we take for granted the most basic things. Like when I broke my back at 28, so the spinal injury happened, and actually just going away and being able to walk was amazing. And I find that now, like, people are like, how are you so positive? Because I'm breathing. I ain't in a box. And I think sometimes we take that for granted, don't we? We want the nice house. We want the marriage. We want to be thin. We want all of that. Strip it back. You've got your arms and your legs.
Mm. Keep it in context.
Yeah.
Kirsty sends us a message. And by the way, happy birthday, Angie.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Kirsty sent us a message. Listen to the Gains episode. Also another one that seems to be spiking the favourite. If you're just joining us, maybe the Embrace Loneliness, Emotional Eating and the Gains episode, I think, with the possibly the three ones that people talk to us about most.
Yeah.
Today, when she sent this message, is the first day of 100% on plan week. Seriously, it had to happen.
Done.
I've made a meal plan and I've added a column for speed after each meal to make sure I'm getting enough in. Got my hubby on board and promised him I won't shout when he pries the chocolate from my hands. Need to get back in headspace and you guys are helping.
Fabulously well done.
That's cool. So Charlotte sent a message that she's on week 3 of Slimming World. Welcome. And listen to us when she's walking the dog, driving to work.
Love that.
Oh, it'd be like, you're like, you're in the car with us right now, Charlotte.
Oh, the bum warmer's gorgeous, Charlotte. Have you got yours on?
I've turned mine off. I'm
loving it.
Really? I mean, you've only got joggers on, haven't you?
Yeah.
So. Charlotte asks us, have we got any tips of doing Slim World on a budget? I'm struggling with money and fruit and veg is so expensive, especially compared to a 65p microwave meal. I've been having frozen peas loaves as they're so easy and cheap, but just read they're not speed was gutted. This is interesting, isn't it, right? My first thing, because when you buy and cook for yourself, I understand it is expensive buying fresh fruit all the time, but I buy frozen.
Mm.
And then it doesn't go off, because if you don't end up using it all, it's fine. And you just grab a handful, throw it in your cereal. Sometimes it means plan in advance. So get frozen fruit is my tip.
Best tip, a whoopsie, a yellow label. Hunt the yellow labels.
But the thing is, I can't go yellow labels anymore, because in there's also all like the custard creams, there's all the fatty stuff, and then just to see it, I just don't go to those aisles. So
I get ruthless. I'm just like, give me my berries.
There's genuinely not really much good that goes on in those yellow labels sometimes, especially the fridge yellow labels.
I don't
labels.
Know where you're shopping, but I've got
a major supermarket.
Oh my, nah. It depends on the major supermarket.
Yeah, well, low cost ones, obviously.
Yeah, Well, no. High-end ones have the best reduced. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, biggest tip, Sunday afternoon, high-end supermarkets that may also sell a good brand of knickers, they are the best. Another one, a couple of things online. There's lots and lots of stuff. If you are a Slimming World member of a group, there is loads and loads of online stuff on our website that you'll get free. Also, you can buy things like Cook More, Eat Less, Eat More, Cook Less. The book that we've got that is on a budget, absolutely brilliant. Your group, they are going to be a fountain of knowledge on how to save lots of money. Batch cooking as well. You know, things like, I've got a gorgeous girl that just cooks with lots of lentils, tin tomatoes, tries and gets in all those kind of cheap things that she can make stews and all sorts of things out of.
Mm.
Yeah.
The a message here as well from Hester.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's name. This is what I look. I mean, you. I think you guys could just dupe us all with like your names,
God.
And we'd end up reading it
we'd
out,
be
being
like
Miss Naive.
One
or
of
something.
Those radio stations where we say a really rude word, wouldn't we?
I, as a radio producer,
have you done that?
There were genuinely times where I remember one of my presenters buzzed through to me and said, "Claire, I almost read that out loud. I think you need to just read it again." And
God.
It was like some. It was a really,
really
rude joke,
oh
and I it just goes straight over my head.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way I could ever be a producer to a comedian
because you just come out with all. That.
I would just be like, "What was
yeah.
that a joke?
Yeah.
I didn't realise. I thought he was talking seriously. I'm rubbish." Anyway, Hester says, "Hello, I love the podcast. Appreciate the work you put in to produce such quality, thought provoking episodes. Thanks.
Ah,
here we are on a Sunday morning, sat next to a church in my car.
In the rain.
So you're following Slimworld online. You've been a group member many times. Can I just ask one of your listener question sessions? If jarred or tinned veg, i.e. jar of red peppers, not in oil, is still classed as speed food, does it
yes.
make a difference if it's not fresh?"
Oh my God, they're my go-to. No. Everything.
Just so, for veg, not for tin fruit, obviously.
No, that's sinned. Yeah. So tin dried, fresh and frozen veg is fine as long as it's not jarred in any oil. Just brine. I love a jarred red pepper. So versatile. Pasta it, hummus it. Eat it alone. Stuff
you,
it with
you were
feta.
Telling me about like this soup that you made with like tinned carrots.
Oh my God. A tin of carrots, a tin of baked beans, a tin of tomatoes, carrot water, use the water from the carrot tins, and two or three silver-skinned pickled onions and some stock. Amazing. It's like a very well-known cream of tomato soup.
Wow.
Oh, simply. That's another cheap one. Budget one.
You're so rock and roll, aren't you?
Oh my God, I really am.
I hope you're recycling all these tins.
Let's not talk about recycling. I paid £185 for new bins. They've still not arrived.
Wow.
I'm having to put it in the skip on the building site. But I did actually go to the dump yesterday and recycle because it's just breaking me.
And that, people, is what adulting is about. Is going all out and buying tinned vegetables, which happen to be speed, and then going to the tip to recycle, whilst arguing with builders about tiles.
Yeah, and taking...
And me arguing with solicitors about one piece of paper driving in my pyjamas.
While taking the nappy bin with you, because there's no bin to put the nappies in.
And somehow, we managed to maintain or lose weight amongst all of
yeah.
this madness.
How does that happen?
That is what you don't see on those beautiful pictures on the front of the Slimming World magazine.
I'm the thinnest I've been in years. It's only taken me
to... But I still have to take the bins out.
It's only taken me to lose a limb, you know, be seriously ill.
Well, anyway, we've just kind of recapped through a few of your questions. Keep sending them in, and we try and kind of use more of them as well to like inspire future episodes. So if there are subjects that you're kind of wanting us to cover, drop us a note on that. So it's slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com to email. You can message us on Instagram @slimmingworldpodcast. Next week, we will be talking about how to survive Christmas parties.
Oh yes, there'll be some hints and tips on there,
and you've sent us some of your comments as well, so we're going to be factoring some of those in that episode. So keep speaking with us, keep sending your pictures, keep celebrating, and keep sharing your successes with us too,
and keep food optimizing.
She's so on message, isn't she?
But you know, do it. Feel good. No one's ever felt bad for food optimising. Might give you a bit of wind, but that's about it.
Trump away.
On that note, happy Monday.